we all know that LinkedIn can dramatically impact our businesses, but there's one component of this whole entire network that we often overlook and miss. Today's episode is all about leveraging LinkedIn at conferences, before, after, during, and how to connect with people offline before you connect with them online. Today on The Missing Link.
Rainmaker FM is brought to you by Digital Commerce Institute. Do you want to build the business of your dreams without squandering time and money, stumbling around to find the right path, or making unnecessary mistakes? The market is ready and waiting for you, but that doesn't mean it's gotten any easier. Digital Commerce Institute is here to change that. Go to rainmaker.fm/digital-commerce and get the training, education, and community you need to start building your digital business the right way. That's rainmaker.fm/digital-commerce.
And now, enjoy The Missing Link with Jabez Labrette and Micah Gadia.
Welcome to The Missing Link. My name is Jabez Labrette, and I am joined today by the... Throwback Wednesday, the Unsufferable. Wasn't that the Unsufferable?
Yeah, Micah Sean Gadia? Was Unsufferable.
Oh, Sean was Unsufferable.
Yeah, I'm going to be collaborative today.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. That actually is great with our theme today, the collaborative Micah Gadia, as we're going to be jumping into how to leverage and use LinkedIn for conferences and actual real people meeting, like actual meeting of people.
Face-to-face, handshakes, physical contact, eye contact, all of those things that, you know, a lot of entrepreneurs have dove into their entrepreneurial business to avoid.
I'm not going to say I'm a little scared.
Right.
Don't make me do it.
Let's connect, everybody. Yes, it's time to connect.
Oh, fine. All right. So today we're going to break down some conference tips, even some conference tips outside of LinkedIn, just jumping into how to really use this network to just take the roof off of expanding your network and really going the extra mile. So with that, get a quick message from our sponsors that make this possible, and we'll jump right in this episode of The Missing Link.
The Missing Link is brought to you by the Rainmaker Platform, the complete website solution for content marketers and online entrepreneurs. Find out more and take a free 14-day test drive at rainmaker.fm/platform.
Welcome back to The Missing Link. My name is Jabez Labrette, and I've got Micah Gadia here today, and we are so excited to be talking to you about conferencing and real person networking, face-to-face, getting out there and shaking some hands, which is awesome. And it's taking those relationships that are online and moving them offline, which is such a powerful mechanism, as we all know, in business and networking. You know, the old-fashioned networking really hasn't gone away, but there are some ways you can use LinkedIn uniquely to kind of impact the success rate of your networking. And that involves getting into places where people are, like our group.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Our Missing Link LinkedIn group is a great place to hang out. I don't think that we've met IRL with any of them. Actually, I have at the last conference, Authority Rainmaker. And I actually know that Mark Gandy, I think, is coming to our Digital Commerce Summit that's coming up in October. So I actually will get to shake some of our group members' hands in October. I'm so excited.
It's always nice to put like an actual face and voice and personality, you know. Now, how do people that aren't in our group get in our group? Because it's just the speakeasy of LinkedIn groups.
Yes, exactly. No, I hope that you guys do want to join. If you haven't joined already, highly recommend you get in there. And I just want to give a shout out to some of our great members. Peg is asking and helping with so many LinkedIn questions right now. And we've got Eric and Danielle and Paul and Michelle with the I have now added awesomeness as an endorsement because of some of Michelle's additions.
Wasn't Jedi one of them?
Yes.
I want that endorsement, actually. That would be awesome.
Yeah, they are some great endorsements in Robin. And, you know, AJ Wilcox and John Nemo hop in there, too. And they are some LinkedIn experts that help us. So if you'd like to get in there, and we do hope that you do, if you're in the continental United States, you will pull out your mobile device and you will text us at 41411 and you'll put the keyword in MyLink. It's MYLINK. And you will need to take out that space because it will autocorrect. If you're outside of the continental United States, you will simply send us an email at missinglink@rainmaker.fm. And I really feel like you'll be glad that you you joined us because there are an incredible amount of resources that are happening. And if you do have any LinkedIn questions, so many people are ready to jump in and, you know, and just talk about what's happening and what's best practices for them.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love the group.
Yeah.
It is really awesome. And, you know, as I've taken over as the host, I've really jumped in there more even than before as just a guest. And I'm loving all the conversation that's going on. And even sometimes just lurking, you know, just reading
exactly,
through the stuff.
Exactly.
That is not creepy online. On LinkedIn. Lurking
True.
Online on LinkedIn is not creepy.
Right.
We should have an episode called LinkedIn Lurking.
Yeah. And in the benefits, 5 benefits of LinkedIn lurking. I think that's our headline.
I think that might not be next. all right. So today we're talking about something that is true and dear to my heart, which is taking LinkedIn offline and specifically conferences and events. I for the last at least decade or more, I've probably attended 45 to 50 events a year.
Yeah, I was thinking you were the, you know, if I was going to ask anybody to talk about this subject, it'd definitely be you.
It's been something I've been doing a lot. The last 5 years, I've been speaking at about 40 events a year and attending more. So it is something that I've learned to love. I do utilize LinkedIn a lot. And if you wouldn't mind, I got a story actually that kind of got me on this journey of utilizing LinkedIn. And it was my goodness, 6 years ago. God, did LinkedIn even exist 6 years ago?
I think it did, yes.
Forever ago. I think Google had just been invented. No, I'm just kidding. About 6 years ago, 6.5 years ago, I met this guy online, JD. And so JD does a lot of work in LinkedIn. So like he is a LinkedIn guy. We're actually going to probably have him as a guest on the show because he does a lot of psychology work. Nice. With LinkedIn and just understanding how, you know, the psychology of what LinkedIn is. So JD Gershbein and I connected through LinkedIn because we had some shared interests, some things that we're both into, conferences that we were both attending, just kind of our online presence collided. And I was going to be in Chicago and JD was speaking at a conference in Chicago about LinkedIn. And he said, hey, I saw your status update, said you're coming to Chicago. I've got this event. Would you mind attending my event and just coming to meet and let's go have coffee? I was like, oh my gosh, of course, it'd be fantastic. So we grabbed coffee before the event. He went and he gave us, there's probably 350, 400 people there, and he gave his presentation about using LinkedIn. And during the presentation, he said, you know, hey, Jabez, stand up. You know, and I was in the middle of the audience. And so I stand up and he's like, you know, here's an example of how LinkedIn can work. And he's like, you know, Jabez and I have known each other for about 6 months now online through LinkedIn. We're both into psychology. We're both specifically into cognitive psychology and how that interplays with marketing and building brands and everything else. And he's a really smart guy. And him and I have gotten to know each other on LinkedIn. And look, now this has brought us together in the same place at the same time. And we got to have coffee this morning and so on and so forth. Well, as soon as the event was over, a senior editor from NBC Chicago beelines over to me and says, who are you writing for? And I stop and I was like, it depends. Who are you and who are you asking? She's like, I'm with NBC and we would love for you to write for us if you have time. And I was like, let me think about that. Yeah, I have time. I would love to.
Okay.
And so that's how I got my start in journalism.
Wow.
6 years ago is started from, I mean, so if you rewind it all the way back, it's from my connection on LinkedIn, then meeting that person in person, and then at the event, and it just kind of went from there. And so I think that there is some serious power to utilizing this network as a mechanism for better connection to people face to face.
I mean, that's such a great story. And it just is reminding me of Steve Anderson, who we had last week, about all of the opportunities that he said yes to while on LinkedIn. It's amazing to me.
Oh, yeah, it's fantastic. I mean, and I'm not the right. I'm not alone by any stretch in this belief that there is some power here.
Right.
But it's interesting, and I am not actually very good at this. And I thought you forwarded me an article a little while ago about people that you should meet.
Sonia Thompson.
I forgot. Yeah, and I always forget to like categorize things to remember to hit all the types of people.
Yeah. No, I can let you know. I love Sonia Thompson's been hanging around Copy Blogger, you know, now Rainmaker Digital for a long time. She's writing for us. And I've actually met her at both of our last two conferences and love her. And, you know, and she's brought so much value and benefit to the entrepreneurial solopreneur community. But yeah, let me tell you. So she talks about four types of people that you want to meet that make your business successful. I think that's the new thing where you have to have a mentor or something, or the most successful people always have mentors. Well, she defined them into four groups. She put them into four groups. One was the light shiner, and that's the one that provides the inspiration for you. So, and you need all four of these in order to really have a really solid base for your business. So that's the inspiration. That's the one that shows you what's possible. So Gandhi, Martin Luther King Jr., things of that sort. And then you have the GPS, and that's the person that gets you the results. So that's your consultant, that's your mentor, that's the practical advice of what to do next in your business. And then there's the sharpener, and that's that accountability partner. Like if you don't want to do something, they're like, hey, where's your post? You know, like, I'm still looking for that. And that's like, we had a hookup in, I don't want to call it a hookup. We had, hopefully.
Yeah, I just got back from Bangkok. So from a conference in Bangkok, we got to be careful.
Right, about
here. We were talking red lights earlier. On the recording. Now we're talking hookups, Mike. I don't know if I like where this is going.
Well, you know, LinkedIn, dating, I don't know. We did a show on that.
Yeah, let's make sure the third person isn't LinkedIn dating. The third type of person.
Right,
sorry,
right.
I didn't mean to cut you off here.
No, we're good. We're good. So, you know, then you've got the accountability partner that, and in our group, we actually, when we talked about time management recently, in our group from that podcast, two people, it looks like, are going to become accountability partners, which is free and which will keep you on track for the things that you want to get done. Yeah. And then she listed me as a cheerleader, which, you know, I love to do that. But these are the people that just say, oh, my God, you are doing such amazing work. Thank you for the work that you're doing. And so those are the four people, you know, many different people can fit more than one of those things for you. So anyway, so yeah, Jabez, that was the four people.
And even on the inspiration side, you can even go like actual, you know, like I think of like Mark Benioff from Salesforce. I think is super inspiring. You know, like the work that he does, you know, certainly, you know, maybe even like Branson, Richard Branson.
Yep.
You know, those are like the inspiring.
Yes, you can do this. Yep.
That are in business even. You know, and so like you said, there's so many directions you can go, but I like the breaking it down into, hey, remember, there's these types of people that you need to have around.
Yes.
And those kinds of people are important. And I certainly need a dose of accountability from time to time. I think we all do. But I think that LinkedIn provides a mechanism for both filtering out that stuff, like getting them into the buckets you need them into, but also a natural built-in professional network that it's not weird. Like it would be weird, I think, at a conference to meet somebody casually and then ask them to be your Facebook friend.
Yes, and I've had that happen, and it is. It does not feel comfortable, but yes, absolutely connect with me on LinkedIn.
Yeah, and likewise. And LinkedIn is the kind of place where this activity is expected, and I think that helps.
Yeah.
So here's a couple of things that I do, and I want to do pre-conference, during conference, and post-conference.
Okay.
So I think that's a natural delineation here. So one of the things that I do, and I think from an inspiration side bucket of types of people, those leaders, kind of mentor-type people, before I go to a conference, I love to do a little bit of research on the speakers that I find super interesting. So if there's a couple of speakers that is some breakout sessions or the keynotes that I'm like, oh man, this is the kind of person that I really like aspire to be or want to be connected to, I oftentimes will send them a LinkedIn request before the conference. With and as we've done and talked about on the show many times, you need to customize your request message. Don't send that generic "let's connect on LinkedIn" crap. And so you customize that message to them when you're sending the invitation to connect, and you simply say, "Hey, I'm really looking forward to listening to you, to joining your session or coming to hear you at the conference, and I look forward to staying connected." Like, that's always my end line, is I look forward to staying connected.
And you're not intimidated by reaching out to the actual speaker?
No, God, no. These are human beings, like, they're just people. And I think that gets there is a little bit of an intimidation in the sense that, oh my gosh, this person's getting hired to come present at this event.
Right.
But I can tell you, I've never not connected with somebody when I'm going to present at an event. And they've reached out to me and said, "Hey, Jabez, like, you're keynoting this conference. I'd like to connect with you." I'm like, "Fantastic, great, come up and say hi."
Oh, I mean, that's cool. Okay.
And to be honest, if the person's such a, I can't say the word on air, that they don't want to connect with you, then I don't want them around anyway. So forget it. Like, if they show their true colors that way, then I say all the better, right?
Yeah,
so
true.
Don't even bother connecting
with
them.
I like that.
And so I like to do that sometimes, even attendees. And so sometimes, like, I'll be on Twitter on the hashtag before an event starts.
Right.
And people sometimes will be tweeting some interesting stuff. And if I see somebody that's, like, publishing articles or things that just seem to be interesting or funny, I might look them up on LinkedIn and might connect with them and say, "Hey, let's meet up at the conference. You know, we're in similar industries." And you know, I mean, think to a conference, like, put yourself in your own shoes when you go to a conference. You only know a handful of people,
right?
And so there's, everyone's in the same boat. I mean, everybody's going to the conference like, "I don't really know that many people, but I'd like to meet some new people."
Yeah.
Be one of those new people, you know? So that's one way that I use it before a conference starts.
Perfect.
And that's a really easy way to kind of prep yourself before the conference. Now, one trick is when you send that invite, if you don't know the person, like, you've never met them before, so you're not connected to them at all, I always connect with them, and then I always choose the option "we've worked together," and just choose my last employment, whatever I'm currently employed at.
Okay.
Because nobody notices, nobody cares. Like, that whole thing, it does no longer says, "Jabez says that you work together at GNGF and he wants to connect." It just simply sends the connection request. So
perfect.
It's not awkward
anymore.
That
I've been using that so much.
Yeah. So that's an easy technique for when you don't know people. So now you get ready and you get to the conference. Conferences are a whirlwind, and you're running around and you're meeting all these new people. And I mean, you know, like, just like anybody else, I mean, it can be mind numbing.
Oh my God. Yes. Yeah. I mean, totally fun. I'm a connector naturally. So I love connecting with people. In fact, I will tell you guys, I hope that I meet some of you at the Digital Commerce Summit, but I actually have a special sunshine button.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's like, you know, "Hi, I'm Micah. How can I help you?" But yeah, I actually have a very unique sunshine button. So I love those things. And
I love it.
Okay, cool.
So what I do at conferences, so I hate business cards, but I will take a business card from someone, even though you end up with stacks of them, right?
Right.
But what I do is I'm a fan of genuinely connecting with somebody in a moment, not just like, "Hi, nice to meet you. Here's my card. Let's talk later." Like, that's worthless to me. So I like to have a mini conversation with everybody that I meet and find out a little bit about them. What do they do? And then when I get their business card, I pull my phone out of my pocket while I'm talking to them, and I look them up on LinkedIn's app right in front of them, right in front of them. And I say, "Let's connect on LinkedIn." And I send them the invite request. And this is the only time, the only time, you can send the generic request without editing anything.
Okay.
Because you are literally talking to them in person.
Right.
So it is okay. This is your one pass on sending the generic. So I will literally say, "Let's connect on LinkedIn." Now, the only reason I keep their business card is so that when I get home, it reminds me to go back on LinkedIn and look them up again later.
Got it.
I just find that to be the easiest way to do it. You could show your connections by recently added. You could go in and look at your status activity. You could do it that way too. So either one of those ways would work. So that's one thing that I do at a conference. Another thing I do while at conferences is if I'm sitting in the audience and I'm really enjoying somebody's presentation, I shoot them a LinkedIn request during the presentation and say, hey, you're really doing a great job on stage. I love what you're talking about. Let's stay connected.
I love that. Yep, that works.
Speakers love being told they're doing well, and they will connect with you every single time if you're giving them platitudes. So heap onto the ego and to tell them they're doing awesome, and they'll connect with you. And then lastly, what I do is there's some people that I didn't get a chance to connect with, but I feel like I should have connected with. I will often, at the conference, send them a message that says, hey, didn't get connected. I don't know what you got going on. Hopefully we'll run into each other. I wanted to make sure that we got at least connected. Sometimes that leads to an in-person connection during the conference. Sometimes it doesn't. But that's a good way to like say, hey, I heard about you. Somebody was talking about you. You know, like you'll be at a table at lunch at a conference. Somebody was saying, oh my gosh, did you meet, Ted Johnson? He does this, this, and this over here. He's awesome. And you're like, no, what was that name?
Like, look him up. And he lives in your area. You're like, oh, okay, got it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay. Exactly. So those are my during conference tips. And on a side note for like an actual conference tip, your name badge at a conference, when you get your name badge, hang it on the doorknob of your hotel room when you go into your room, especially at night before you go out the next day, and you will never forget it the next morning. Because there's nothing worse than running out the door, getting down there, realizing you've got to run all the way back to the hotel room.
Oh,
so hang it on the doorknob.
On the inside of the doorknob, everybody, not on the outside as I was imagining. I was like, I'm not going to.
You are not announcing what room you're in. You're simply leaving your badge on the door.
I just wanted to clarify that for everybody. Inside of your room.
Inside of your room. But then you'll never forget it. And a quick little tip, if you're with a group of drinkers and you don't want to drink too much, a good recipe is I will tip the bartender like $20 to pour me in a lowball glass soda water and lime and give me a lime. And even if I go up and everybody says another round, like, what? Oh, get him another drink. And then I'm always like, I look at the bartender and they know that it's soda water and lime.
Yeah, I've actually done that before too.
Yeah, so it works. It's a good way to stay hydrated and a good way to keep yourself from imbibing too much, which I may or may not have done. Can neither confirm nor deny it. That has happened many times.
Yeah, me too. I'll confirm that has happened to me.
So. Yeah, well, we've all been there.
I'm just going to say it.
So it's a good little technique for kind of helping avoid that. All right, so, one last conference technique. Get in the morning, put your shoes on, and go walk for 20 minutes outside of the conference hotel.
Yep. Hopefully it's not raining.
Yeah, I do that at every conference, and it just sets your day off on the right foot. Okay, so let's talk post-conference.
Okay.
Now, there's a few things that you want to be thinking about. So maybe you missed the chance to connect with somebody, and you missed the chance to send them a LinkedIn request. Well, now would be a good time. Missed you at the conference. Look forward to seeing you again later. Let's connect. Maybe there was somebody that you speaker or somebody that you really wanted to connect with and it just didn't happen and didn't happen in the room. Again, send them that say, hope to see you again sometime, present. That would be great. You can go on to the Twitter feed of people that are at the conference and look up people that are in your area and then maybe you can connect with them. Hey, I saw you were at the conference. We live in the same city. Let's connect on LinkedIn and maybe we'll go out and grab a cup of coffee or a drink sometime.
I love it. Yep.
And so, those are good ways to utilize the people you haven't connected with, but you got this. Now you should have this pretty healthy list of people you just connected with on LinkedIn at a conference. If you're bucketing them out well and you're separating them out to people that are like, mentor, inspirational type person, you've got the accountability prospects, people that might be able to help you stay accountable or vice versa. You've got the people that maybe become your cheerleaders or advocates of what you do, or people just want to connect with more. Find something relevant and useful to send them, like an article from the conference or an article that was similar to the same type of information that was being shared at the conference. So like, for example, all right, so PubCon in Las Vegas every year in October. Okay. So PubCon, the largest social insurance conference in the world, the thing is huge. I mean, there's like 11 tracks or something every year. Amazing, amazing. In fact, that's where Sean and I first really got to know each other.
Oh, that doesn't surprise me, right? Yeah.
At a conference.
Yeah.
So we co-presented for several years on the LinkedIn track there at PubCon. And now I do the mastery session, like the whole day mastery session on social media the day before the conference starts. And it's a ginormous conference. You're not going to be able to connect with everybody, you know, at the conference by any stretch. And so after the conference is over, if you happen to have connected, and so I typically on the social media side and sometimes the SEO side, send me an article about what I'm into. So if it's social and search conference, send me a social and search article. If it's Content World up in Cleveland, send me a piece of information about how to produce better content, how to add images to your content more effectively. If you're at a conference of lawyers, which I do a lot of those, then I would send my connection something that was relevant to the legal profession.
Right.
And so you send a message to these people afterwards. I usually like to wait a few days after the conference. So I don't know if it's like this for you, but man, when I get back from a conference, my life is like destroyed from a work perspective.
Yeah, for about 3 days. I'm sure personally and work-wise.
Oh, brutal, yep. Right? Like the emails and the messages, yep, and the phone calls. So I like to set all my follow-up aside until the end of the week, like about a week after.
Got it.
So that way they've also got time to dig themselves out of their inbox. I've got time to dig myself out. And then I send them a message that says, hey, it was really great connecting with you. I read this article. I think you might find it interesting. Or I watched this video. I think you might find it interesting. It's about X, Y, and Z. It's about legal ethics and blank. It's about social and search and blank. It's about content and blank. So sending them something of value will, yep, really strengthen that connection that you just made. And that's how you start to build a relationship online with someone in a professional manner.
I've also heard that you can look on LinkedIn, and tell me if you've done this or what your experience with it is. You can look on LinkedIn and you can look at your most recent connections and you can tag specific things. And I thought, you know, what if you tagged for that conference that you went to?
Absolutely. Yeah. You can save profiles for later and you can add tags into that. And that is absolutely one way to do it. And so you could go in and tag them all and then they would forever be in that bucket, which would make it easy to follow up. And it's nice too, to like remind people sometimes.
Like, right.
You know, we met at such and such conference 6 months ago. You know, it's a good way to stay in touch. If you're looking to connect with journalists and you meet people in the media, sending them articles they will find interesting and keeping that relationship warm makes when you end up having something to pitch them way more effective.
Right.
And I think that's kind of the way it works in life in general. I like to add value to my connections first before I would ever even know if there's anything I may or may not ever need from them.
Right. Yes. And that is the core to business. I mean, and that just seems to be the core to the entrepreneurial business for sure, is adding value. You hear it from every single expert. So we're just going to repeat it. Add value for your audience.
Big time. And then lastly, I wanted to close on, if you are not at a conference, mm-hmm, do a filtered advanced search by people that are in your industry or in the industries you want to connect with or the types of people you want to connect with, and look them up by area code, and then find something they've written, something they've posted, something they've done, and mention it in your connection request.
Oh, I love it.
So, hey, I see that you wrote this article on Pulse, or I see that you tweeted this out, or I see that you wrote this article on whatever publication or blog or something, or I see you're into this particular thing. Or, hey, you went to Gonzaga University? I went to Gonzaga University. That literally happened to me like a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago. Somebody sent an email out of the blue. They said, hey, I just moved to the Bay Area. You went to Gonzaga? I graduated a couple years after you. I went to Gonzaga University. Let's connect. I said, heck yeah. It's awesome.
Oh, I love that.
And they're like, and then after we connected, they sent me an email message that says, hey, you know, it looks like a lot of the stuff you're doing is really interesting. You know, let's find time to go grab a cup of coffee together. And you just have to be not afraid to remember that we do want to interact face to face from time to time.
Right. And I want to point out too that this is probably for happy hours, for workshops, you know, anything that's going on, free events in your area that might be related to your business as well.
Yeah, like meetups. If you go to any meetups or anything, or if you're at happy hour, like I connect with virtually everybody I meet on LinkedIn. On the plane, if I'm sitting next to somebody on the plane, I'll connect with them on LinkedIn.
You're a LinkedIn junkie.
I connect with the stewardesses on LinkedIn. Like I connect with everyone. No, but it is a good resource for that because I like to meet up with people. And you know, sometimes if I'm flying into another city, I'll occasionally look through my LinkedIn contacts in that city. And if I know I got a little bit of time, I'll see if there might be somebody that makes sense to connect with in person.
Yeah, LinkedIn is a very powerful tool, you guys, not just for online connecting, but for, you know, for really cementing those in real life connections.
Bridging the gap.
Yep, absolutely.
Well, it sounds like you're losing your voice, and I think we're out of time here, so we're going to call it a show, and looking forward to the next episode. We got some great episodes lined up. I know we got one specifically focusing on PR, which is going to be exciting.
Yes, that'll be great.
We're going to have one on psychology. We got a lot of good stuff coming down the pipeline. So for those of you that are out there and looking to grow and learn, join the group and jump in there and ask some hard questions, and we'll get in there and we'll give you some answers.
And we'll find them if we don't have them. Yes.
That's right. We are good at that. Except there's one question I'm still looking for the answer.
I know. It's a good one. Actually, there's a couple in there right now.
Yep. So, all right. Well, thank you very much for joining us today. This is your episode of The Missing Link. My name is Jabez LeBret. And as always, we have Micah Gadilla with us. And we look forward to talking to you soon.
Thank you all.
Thank you for listening to The Missing Link. Tune in next week as we continue the discussion to improve your marketing on LinkedIn.